And Rimuti asks Azul to give rise to the perfect enlightenment mind as formerly explained.
Tela kanche par savatam bachu jirbane dagyag tumpam tam ke la tukji chembo dan demba nyami khyabji jarbo te nije chu jirba Chujung Kolo Rimba Som Kovar Zeba Le Kolo Somba Deki Nimbun Dode Nam Yagunda Tikpa Chimbu Jui Lama Tenji.
And the subject that Rinpoche will teach about is out of the many teachings that the great one of the Sakyas has given, who possesses great compassion. So out of this compassion, he's turned the wheel of the Dharma three times. This teaching belongs to the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma and is called the Julama or the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra.
Dene tekpa chenpe Julama tenyi layang jueza dorji ne dun re ju dorji ne tangpo sanje kun choke yuendi dorji ne ni ba chu kun choke yuendi Dorji ne soba genden kun jogi yundi. Dorji ne yepa kan devar hiku nyingbo. Tene san chog yundi intene te dorji ne dun yubanani. Kam der dorji ne yepa kan devar hiku nyingbo.
And this text is divided in seven sections which are called the seven Vajra points. And the first describes the qualities of the perfect Buddha. The second Vajra point describes the qualities of the perfect Dharma, and the third, the qualities of the perfect Sangha. The fourth Vajra point describes the Buddha element, or the Tathagata Bhava, or the Buddha nature. The fifth Vajra point describes enlightenment. The sixth, the Buddha qualities, and the seventh, Buddha activity. And then out of that,
Then
which he teaches on the fourth point, which is on the Buddha.
Then Dorji ne yepa khan devar hikpi nyingbo heba layang jumtsin somji dor temba namja chui goni jebar heba treme deptar pik goye nani tene tanta nere treme deptar pik goye varese tambote.
And this Buddha element, or the Sikatagava, or the Buddha nature, is explained in three sections. First, it is explained in short by means of three reasons, then more detailed by a tenfold presentation, and finally, the way it is obscured by incidental stains or obscurations is explained by means of nine examples.
Then. Dan namja chui nani tereng namja trupare namja ka wangda sena namja trupare sabje je wangda sena sabje yebare sabje yeba jukpetong.
And Rinpoche has been explaining the first points of this tenfold presentation, and now we'll follow the fifth. Sorry, the sixth point, as far as the tenfold presentation goes, then in the commentary it's presented slightly different ways, because the first four are each explained two and two together. So following the commentary, then we're on the fourth point.
Tenen jobe ton kheba la jumtsin dor temba tan te yebre kheba nile tambo jumtsin dor temba ni so su jemba zoksangje devyini yin jupa le teni zekwe semjin la jarbe nyingbo de ten do hesab zong
and this sixth point, which is the topic manifestation, is explained in two parts. The first, in the first part, the reason is explained in short, and secondly, it is explained in more detail. And the domsik, which goes with the first, is as follows: taking the different manifestation of the suchness as a basis, he who sees thatness has explained the nature of the victorious one to beings.
Telam Ta Susu Jevi de Yini Pakpe de Yini, Zoba Sanjeje de Yini Songo.
So, the suchness, as far as its manifestation goes, has three aspects. And there's the suchness of ordinary beings, the suchness of a noble bodhisattva, and the suchness of a perfect Buddha.
Then the Sosu Jevo Hisaba Tunda the Karasanam Pakpesa Matopa. Pakpesa Matopa Le Jewange Korvala Jeva Lemba Poten Ravala Sosu Jevo Sigre.
And then what is an ordinary being? And Rinpoche says, an ordinary being is somebody who has not attained the levels of a bodhisattva and who still has to abide in the samsara by the force of karma.
Tene sosu jevo nam le jevangi korvala jeva linde le jevangi korvala ndogre le Ling Embasana, Lady Wanga, Rang Maparan, Doba, me, Yendo, Nisong de Jevatan. The name Corbartizi, Jesaki, gave Lesana, the name Rang Rang and Doba, Mina Yang, Torila, the me, Deva Togre, Lady Wanga, Jeva Lambasena, so she was in the young.
And one can also say, that an ordinary being is somebody who, by the force of karma, has to take rebirth within the realms of samsara and has to live there driven, so to speak, by a foreign force. And Rinpoche says, then, if in former lives such a being has accumulated negative karma, then whether he wishes so or not, he will be reborn in the lower realms of existence. And on the other hand, if in former lives such a being has accumulated virtuous or positive karma, then also, whether they wish or not, they will be reborn in the higher states of existence.
Then the Sosu Jevo Nam Korba Tsava Dungai Jitsava Nyumung Jitsava Te Danzire Dancing te mabang besena, dancing te latin te koval and cobre, tene, dancing te la tempe numon da, donga mandava nuts over noon day, tene sausage will a kaleka voyeur.
The root of samsara or existence, the root of the mental poisons, and the root of suffering is the clinging in terms of the belief in the existence of a self. And since ordinary beings, Rinpoche says, have these clinging, then on the basis of that, they will, mental poisons will arise, these will lead to corresponding actions, and on the basis of that, these beings will suffer greatly from the mental poisons and from the actions that arise from them.
Then a sausage on the rana, pena tate, tata, tate ne capsu, donga chimpo mina young, namdo ge denbar hemba la ten de tene dunga chung chung yang chembo zogre dunga chung chung yang chembo zogre namdo ge zogre kepa yo so ji che wo dunga zo wa la kepa yo
and so Rinpoche says in this way ordinary beings have a very hard time and he says even if one finds oneself now in a state where actually one does not suffer very much, one is actually quite well, then also a human being is such that then out of this small suffering, by way of thoughts and concepts, a great big suffering can be made. Human beings are quite able and quite capable at creating suffering and quite good at it.
When the society was a little low, so madam, maybe society was a yuna. Then low some landanya get jubze longju, low some landanya get jubze longju, and pecha yabayina. Then they call a calicabo kaya yomare, jubze jacana yomare. In a young society with the mamba junior was some not down on Latin day. Then they pay donga mamba zoga yere, donga mamba yunga yere.
And Rinpoche says, for example, if such a being has is really well off, and for 3 years or more, everything materially what they would wish, and really no need to worry in any way, then still an ordinary being will kind of always think of the future, how the future will be, and will worry so much that a great amount of suffering arises of that, and all of this comes about on the basis of clinging to the belief in the self, in the existence of the self.
Dina sosi jewo namje dundo so yapoha kogumdo nyamyo ngaso maso donga chechi che maungba tsu rengbo la denba le chemba la tinde donga mangje ba dengu yore.
And says, animals, for example, they are not stricken so much by this problem because they actually cannot imagine so much. But we as human beings, our greatest problem is really the constant worry about the future and, so to speak, what the future will bring. And this is due also to our concept of thinking far ahead, and also is based upon the strong attachment to, in terms of the belief in real existence of a self. And this, Rinpoche says, is human beings' biggest problem, actually.
This is the first thing that we rang la dunga zowa tam rang nam do ke trawa la rang chu yo ba te ya bo ha ko bo trawa net
and Rinpoche says so in actual fact what we always do is that by the force or by means of our own thoughts we create our own suffering and so therefore it is very important to understand this and to actually arrive at the point where this net of concepts is cut or withdrawn.
Dina ranglan trupa tang mongpa yeba ha kona yang de hirab yabo re. Ranglan mongpa tang trupa yeba ha kona mongpa de tang trupa yeba sebe tab zog re. Dini hirab yabo cha yabo hirab yabo yung ta yu re.
So once one understands, or we understand, that we have confusion. What was the other one? Trupadang.
Trupadang, Mongba.
And bewilderment. Then Rinpoche says this is a very good type of discriminating wisdom, because that is, so to speak, the basis. Once one has understood that one has these things, then one will strive at applying the means to remove it.
Tina sosu jewe rang, rang lan trupa meba, rang ge se man trupa yinba, yin samba dang, rang lan momba meba, momba meba, rang hirap jin yin samba samno jire, de momba chehu dang, trupa chehu dere.
And if a human being thinks that he or she is free of bewilderment, free of confusion, and thinks themselves, so to speak, full of wisdom, then Rinpoche says, this is the biggest type, the biggest type of confusion and bewilderment.
Deyang aso pena mlam do akogre, mlam do mlam ngo mahi pakapso, rang na mumba meba da rang na trupa meba samno jire, de trupa chihyu mumba chihyu de chade, de mlam sani ngo hiku yuma. Malam do. Malam ngo mahi pa kapsa tene, malam ngo mahi te rang na mumba yeba ta, rang na trupa yeba ha kogu yumare, rang na mumba meba ta, rang hirap jinebe samno jire, de la tene, tene, rang na mumba meba, rang na trupa meba, rang hirap jinebe samno de la, de malam ji kapsa yang, trupa chihyu dire, de la tene de malam zani ngo hige yumare. Kanyin se na rang lan trupa de mongpa yomi la takye tang matobare. De yabusan no tang gong duksa.
And Rinpoche says this can be understood by means of the dream. So if one is dreaming and one does not recognize that one is dreaming, and then within this dream, one dreams oneself to be free of any confusion and bewilderment and to be a very, a person full of wisdom. Then Rinpoche says, this actually shows that this is, so to speak, this kind of thinking is the greatest bewilderment and the greatest confusion, because actually not having recognized that one is dreaming, one is actually not able to, so to speak, examine oneself, whether one is bewildered or not. Oh, about this one should reflect well.
The name Papa de Carre, Papa said to Sosuji with Salim Papa, Chepardon Papa, Gongdom Papa Kajer, Sosuji with Salim Papa, Dele Gongdom Papa, Dele Chepardin, Dele Chepardino, the name Papa Sigre, Papa Nama, Papa Namji Rang and Turba Mohigre, Rang and Mumba Mohibare, Rang and Mumba Mohibala Dinde, the name Rangi Papa, Papa Satobare.
And so what is noble one, or the Tibetan literally would be something like elevated. And Rinpoche says this is someone who is elevated as with in comparison to the level of an ordinary being. And a noble one is somebody who recognizes his own confusion, or has recognized his own confusion and his own bewilderment. And by this recognition or realization has left the level of an ordinary being and attained to the higher levels of a bodhisattva.
Teya nyintun phapa ta rangjan phapa namje teni khansak da mepa mwensum to toba re. Te ten le thikpa chenpu phapa ta mphama namje phapa mphama namje Kanzak da meba ting do chuchi da meba yang togbare.
So, and among these noble ones, there are three kinds, and out of these, the Shravaka and Pratyeka Buddha Arhats have realized directly the non-existence of a self, of an individual. And then the noble bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis have, on top of this realization of the non-existence of a self, of an individual, also realized the non-existence of a self of phenomena.
Tene sanju sempam papa pena jambi yang dan jine ziktabo tam pama jipte dhema laso patavre.
And examples for noble bodhisattvas then are Arya Manyushri, Arya Avalokiteshvara or Tara, Bodhisattva.
Tene dampakpa dampama namna Ravan meba mare, Rana Ravan yore, Ravan meba tendavo sosu jevo, jevo, sosu jevo la Ravan meba tendavo mare, tene Ravan yore.
And bodhisattvas and bodhisattvis are not without one's own power, like an ordinary being, so to speak, helplessly delivered, but they have gained their own power to direct their actions.
Tene, she said. Tikpa jebe lo lam pakpa la sa jo yi sa jo samba tan sama yore tikjin je lo la sa jo yore sa jo yi tani pakpa tan pa ma yore rinpa mangpa yore jo yore.
So in the view of the Mahayana, then there are very many different bodhisattvas and bodhisattvas due to the fact that within the Mahayana one discerns 10 different levels of bodhisattvas.
Tene Dzogpa Sanje, Sanje nam la Dzogpa Sanje sikire, Dzogpa Sanje se karre, Pamba yonzo Dzogpa, Drapa ni, Dimni pa kya tan che pa Pambe na, Pamba yonzo Dzogpa re, Pamba, Panya ke lama yo mara kanga pangsa re, Dzogpa yonzo Dzogpa se re. Tokpa yang thar simpa re, tokpa ta gongdun phir goya yo ma re, tokpa thar simpa re. Pando yonzo dzogpa ser na, dini sanje namla dzogpa sanje hiyo.
And the Buddhas are called perfect, the perfect Buddhas, because on one hand, they have reached to the state of perfect or complete abandonment. In other words, they have abandoned the two types of obscurations along with all the karmic imprints, so that there is nothing left which is to be abandoned. And secondly, they have attained to ultimate realization in terms that there is nothing else to be realized. And therefore, they are called perfect.
Tene Rani Panto Yonzo Dzogpa, Dzogpa Sanje Jo Kobang Rukgu Yore, Jumsen Karre Sananta Yepi Simjin Je Tung Sepa La, Tene Sanje Jo Kobang Thom Na, Simjin Je Tung Ja Chenpo Drup Tupa La, Drup Tupa Ser Na, Tene Drup San Thar Tupa Sanje Je Tro Kobang Drupa Rinde Pare.
And Ramuchi says, we all here should also strive to eventually reach the state of perfect Buddhahood, because once one has reached that stage, then one is able to bring about the welfare and benefit of all other beings to a very great extent. And therefore, then the state of Buddhahood is considered to be the ultimate goal which should be achieved.
So she won papa Dzogpa Sanje, some here could be jumped in the carasana. The yinny. So she gave it the yinny. So she gave it same genial of the hinging bo the yinny. Papa Namje, Toki Chini, the yinny. Dzogpa Sanje, the need the yinny, the yinny. Some do, some you were. The yinny, some do rub the yev and joke let some name. The yinny, some de yeva let some de, de conani, see de, tele yime bate, don't amber dambam, de hingibore, de conani of don't amber dambam, when some de zeba, jiba tam maimba, so the jevu yaza kojo toba de so tala tinde, jiba gets or jitobare, then in Sanjeje. Jiba gogumare, ngonsum to zibare. Tekonani, ngonsum to ziba. Tam chen chenbe,
Here were mentioned three different types of individuals, which are ordinary beings, noble ones or noble bodhisattvas, and perfect Buddhas. And this due to the fact that the suchness manifests in three different ways, namely as the suchness of an ordinary being, the suchness of a noble bodhisattva, and the suchness of a perfect Buddha. And since the manifestation of the suchness of these three aspects, then taking this as a basis, one, and that is another name for the Buddha, and Rinpoche says here the omniscient one, that means there's nothing left to be known for him. Or, in other words, the omniscient one who directly sees, one could say, the unique nature, de konani, which he says, this is, in other words, there's, so to speak, no other than it. It would be unique directly. And that, Rinpoche says, is normally, that means it is not a seeing which would be, does one say deduced? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deduced from, for example, signs, symbols, or similar things. Normally, when we see something, then that is by way of deduction. We have to, so to speak, rely on signs, symbols, and similar things to have a seeing. So a direct seeing is not this type, but it is a seeing that, so to speak, does not need the support of, does not need any support. So this Buddha sees directly the unique nature, in other words, the absolute nature or truth or the Buddha nature. And he then has explained to those fortunate beings who have become disciples, and this Rinpoche says, fortunate here means there are so many beings, but then only a few have faith in the teachings of the Buddha, and they are called fortunate. And when one speaks of a disciple, then these are those who, by their faith, have the capacity to adopt the teachings of the Buddha and practice them. So to those beings, what has he explained the Dhamma Dhatu or the Tathagata Gava or Buddha nature or the nature of the victorious one? And Rinpoche says the Buddha is also called the victorious one because he has vanquished the three Maras. And so then he has explained this in a very clear way. I hope that got clear though. That's all.
Tene deyang sosu jevo tang papa tang sanje sonje sosu jevi te yin yam de hi nyingbo tang papa namje togji chuni am de hi nyingbo tang sanje je te hi nyi somna ngo la cheba mebare ngo wa rang yin cheba mebare yin yang lowur je tama ma pang ba tang Jonze Pambatan Hind number Tabi Chebar. Ben Cho 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 Hajan Yobatang Cho Yobata Zama Zogundo Cho Hajan Yobatang Cho Zama Zo Yimbatang Cho Zama Zo de Tama Rab Yoba Rakwa Jang de Tawa Majang Batang Cho Hajan Zama Takwa Zo Tawa Somte Tama Mada Batang Sador Nyokwa Mada Padang, Jonze Tabata, Hind Tabu Chebare Mado, Churangang Ule Cheba Yomare. De Yendo Sosu Chevo Tam Pakwata, Sanje Somje, Dene De Hinimborangang Ule Cheba Mevare.
So, and Rinpoche says then, if it is talked of three types of suchness, the suchness of ordinary beings, of Bodhisattvas and perfect Buddhas, then this has, so to speak, has no relation to the essence or the nature of the suchness. This would be the same in all three types of individuals. There would be no difference. But then there is a difference as to the degree of purification of the incidental stains. And from speaking from this viewpoint, then there is there are different degrees of purification. And Rinpoche says, for example, when one has a glass of water which is very muddy, then this mud or dirt doesn't touch the nature or the essence of the water at all. This would be completely pure. But then, as long as the mud, so to speak, is not removed, then if one shakes it fiercely, one might remove the grosser part of this dirt, but then the subtler part would still remain. And in this way, Rinpoche says, there are different levels of purification of the incidental stains of delusion. There would be a level where they are practically not removed, then there would be a level where the grosser parts are removed but not the subtler ones, and then there would be a third level where even the very, very subtle stains are completely removed.
Then young Saja Chembotang, Sakinda Zokinje, Tiji Kapso, Sam Sam, Simchin Tamji Sanji Yimbatang, Simchin Tang Sanji, La Cheba Sani Mebandavota. Then the Vikeba Mambu, the Tikeba de Mola Cheper Meba, Tanda Cho Nyokwatang, Cho Tama Chagimbatang, Cho Tama Somja, Chewing over the Cheper Meba, Pete Yendo, the Nisosu Jew, Simjin, the Sanjay, the Hinging Boranga, Nelo Granga, Mola Tama Mabichani Hebare, Lower the Tama Mabichani Heba Mare. Mola Cheba Meba, Mola Tama Mebichani Heba, Deya Bohakubu.
And Rinpoche says in the teachings on the Mahamudra or Mahaati, there is often spoken, is often said that beings are Buddha clear, in other words, that there's not the slightest difference in between a being and a Buddha. And Rinpoche says these teachings then refer to the fact that as far as the essence or nature goes, there is not the slightest difference. That would be the same. But then the difference is explained in terms of the degree of purification or removal of the incidental states or the obscurations, and there in which it says are different degrees, like whether water is very muddy or just slightly polluted or completely pure of any pollution.
Tetar sosu chevi tegi ni da mhapa tegi ni da sanje ji tegi ni la ngô la chepa meba ser na tene sosu chevo nam papa sa tovo re pakwa nam sanje ji gomba top topa.
And Rinpoche says, since in between the suchness of an ordinary being, of a bodhisattva or perfect Buddha, there is not the slightest difference, then due to this fact, an ordinary being is able to reach the bodhisattva levels, and someone who has reached the bodhisattva levels is able to reach Buddhahood.
So,
Suchness is approached in different ways by ordinary beings, the deeply realized and the completely enlightened, hence the
Nipa Jebari Kebani Sosu Jevo Sinje Lo Denban Tongwa Dokpate Te Yin Hikpa Jeta Yin Sinje Ma Lo Tumi Ni Ki Sabasu.
So now it follows the more detailed explanation, and the Dongzik to this is it manifests as 40 views in ordinary beings, as the contrary of these views in those who see the truth, and it manifests as it is in an unfaulty way as freedom from mental fabrication in the Tathagata.
Loin juxor som de cheper yote. Loin juxor carre. So she gave loin juxor. Papa loin juxor. Sanje je tok jin juxor som yere. Juxor je cheper yote. Cheper som de carre. Seba so su chevo. Seba tele yang. Gayun le tupe seba. Te lo gamba. La tupe lo gamba la tupe. Fugula seba segre. Kelon la tupe seba te. Keba la tute. Lumbo la seba segre. Paki le tupe seba te. Pakpa la gamba dao yane. So su chevo la seba se jugre. Decapje seba te. Tene. Pakpa dang. Pakpa la tupe. So su chevo la seba se jugre. Seba so su chevo nam. Takparan zimbe. Sendeye nama la takparan zimbe. Mubo nam la takparan zimbe. Mubo nam keche keche gen jikpe chuchin. Keche keche gen jurbe chuchin. Marmitse muta chovu jinda. Jindo keche keche gen jikpe chuchin. Yin yang te ha mago war. Keche tangbo ta nipan raho. Yopa la ten te takparan zimbare. Takparan zimbe. Dohi sinje lo. Sem sinje lo. Tawa sinje lo don joke. Sem te sinje lo don joke. No. Sinje lo don joke se jete kare. Norten joke ware. Pena nga so malang mo ma hiba kap so. Tene sem jin joke pa tan ro sor te kanga sinje lo don joke. Sinje lo don joke. Denban tonwa. Dokwa te se. Denban tonwa te. Denba yen tonwe, denba ye ye ne zon tonwa, denba ye te dungaji denba, kunjongji denba, nying korba jumre re, gokba denba, langji denba, te tarba jumre re. Ta kondeji jumre, denba ye, ngonsom ton tonwe, lopan papa nam, lopan papa se jete, papa la, Malope papa de Sanjere, Loba papa de Denny Malope lam tarma saint bala, Denny Loba papa said. Loba papa num Singer lo dele dogbate, so she gave lo Singer lo de Jugundo, do his Singer lo, same Singer lo, Tava Singer lo de Juba dele dote, did dogs also Jurba, did neighbor Juba. Do he send your malo ben jupa? Same send your malo pada, Tava send your malo begoni, and jupa imbecena, send your law, tele dogbate, dot in jubile. Tanzin, takparan zemba, wonjur by pamba torji, takparan zemba, tanzin, wonjur by your marin papala. Pamba torji in jupa, jugla, papa num, send your law, dot in jupa. Te yin chekpa kare, te yin chekpa te sanje re. Te yin chekpa zogpa sanje nam nyum mumbu drepa ta hizi drepa ni drama pakcha ta chepa pampa sena yang tapa chetawa yindo. Nelo chetawa yindo sinja malo chen, nontor yo mare, sinja malo chen, nontor lende te jokare. Te yang drepa mepa nyetu jo. Drupa tang darba, drupa mebe gonin jubare. Te yinje ba sanje la nam dogo drupa yomare. Nam dogo drupa mebe sena drupa meba nidin jubate. Tetar, juxor tetar, tinje kanza, som the number yeb goni, sosuchevo, papa, te yinje ba te tinje kanza, som the number yeb goni. Temba chuji ying jang, tinta kansa somre, temba te chuying de hing yingbo, temba chuying de hing yingbo, chuji ying de yin yi jang, namba som to joro, namba som kare, so su chevi de yin yi, papa de yin yi, sanjeji de yin yi, som to joro. Oh yeah.
So then, there are three particular ways in which the Buddha nature manifests in terms of an understanding. And so first then, it is explained how it manifests in ordinary beings. And in ordinary beings, or in children, in which he says when one speaks of children, there are three kinds. An old person, so to speak, looks on very young ones and calls them children, so very young of age. A person who has great knowledge might look on somebody who's quite ignorant and think this is a child. And then the third type would be for someone who has reached the bodhisattva levels, seeing ordinary beings, then in his eyes they would still be children who need to develop further. And here then the third type is meant. So therefore ordinary beings are called children. And since ordinary beings have a very have an attachment in terms of a firm belief in permanence, then it manifests as a faulty or erroneous sense perception, a faulty thinking, and faulty views. And Rinpoche says, what is meant here with the belief in permanence is that ordinary beings tend to think that the appearances of this life or the things that it perceives in this life are permanent, although they change from moment to moment. There's not a moment's permanence in them. They change from moment to moment like the flame of a candle, for example. So that the second instant of a flame of candle is not the same as the first. And in the same way, whatever appearance of this life changes, but ordinary beings do not perceive that and therefore believe that all these appearances and things that are perceived are permanent. And then there are those who, the noble ones, who are on the path of training, and Rinpoche says there are, so to speak, two paths or levels. The Buddha has reached the level of no more training or no training, and whoever has not reached Buddhahood and practices is on the path of training. Then those who see the four truths, and these are the truth of suffering, the truth of the origin of suffering, the truth of the path, and the truth of the cessation of suffering. The first two, and these describe the dependent origination of samsara and nirvana. The first two truths describe the dependent origination of samsara, and the latter two, the dependent origination of nirvana. Then those noble ones who see those four truths, then in those, it manifests, they have reversed the faulty or wrong sense perception, thinking and views of the ordinary beings, and it manifests within them in a way or in the manner that the firm belief in permanence has been abandoned. And then thirdly, there are the Tathagatas, or the Buddhas, and these have completely abandoned the two obscurations. In other words, the obscuration of mental poisons and the obscuration of knowledge. And due to that, then within a Tathagata, it manifests as it is, in accordance with reality, completely free of fault and error, and as freedom from all mental fabrication. In other words, Rinpoche says, the Buddha does not have the artificiality of thoughts. It's completely free of any thoughts. Therefore, he's free of mental fabrication. In this way, since the individual, the individuals which are the basis are of three kinds, or divide into three kinds, then by means of that, the Dhamma Dhatu, or the suchness, also, which is that which is supported by this basis, by these three individuals, then this suchness also gains three aspects.
De minche, de inche la ta nam ya troke tsa son. De minche ta ye ke ya de re. De minche ton na ba ye yi ne jok pe ton ni. Tan da trok pa jok pe ton te ni. Tsor yin ji ke ba ang ke par sa wo. Jok pe ton te tene to kale kha bo yure te he tsor ma ra bo go ni ke par.
So this was then the explanation of the sixth point manifestation, and this will be explained later in the text again in another way by means of four different aspects, in which he says this is due to the fact that it is actually quite difficult to understand. Explanation of the sixth point of this tenfold presentation point manifestation.
Then number Lola Hipar Savam Subjong Seya Madava Mambu Yoni Yang Subjong and Tartopate Sem Janelo Semla Lobjong Sebare Sem Yang Sem Janelo Tokobare Come there. Same Janelo, the name, and Devari Hikwe, same Janelo, La Devari Hikwe, Nibutanita, same Janelo, the Hinging Bullet of Jones.
And Rinpoche says, in the Buddhist tradition, then there are so many different things that are to be studied and learned, but in the view of this tradition, then what is, so to speak, most important to understand is the nature of the mind, or in other words, the way the mind truly is. And so therefore then, Rinpoche said, in other words, what one should study is, one should study the mind. And then, so therefore, Rinpoche said, it is very important to try to study and learn about the nature of the mind.
Sem je ne lok samo ma hi na hi za na zo hi jang chi hi za na zo hi jang de hi pe sem de chu bi hi ba le sem je ne lok samo ma hi na sem je ne lok samo hi go go lo de ma hi na hi za na zo hi jang chu hi pe na mlam na zo yo hi yin Pena Malam Jacobson, not open your his on a young, your mambu hin a young, Uncle Mambu his on some grey in a young tur, Ganga Sem Turbe Hibber. Sem Janelo, Samon, my hina, his are not so hitch and tricky. Pena Malam, not so hibby. Pena Malam, not so your higgy. Pena Malam, not so your hibby. Nam dong wo ni jin zhu bai nam dou ren yin jin zhu bai de
de song and so Rinpoche says when one doesn't understand the deep nature of the mind then with regard to whatever whatever appears one will be confused. Confusion will arise.
This way. Then don't touch us.
For example, well, what was it with that?
Pernamala, not so you're hiking. Mulam the nuts of your Madaba Hina, like his own sangre, in a young he nuts of your king in the interpreter.
Oh, yes. So, for example, that is exactly like when in a dream various appearances arise. They are illusory appearances.
Namdo ngobo nyi jintrubay. Namdo rang yin jintrubay yore.
So, and...
Namdo ngobo nyi jintrubha sede, namdo rang yin jintrubha. Namdo se jete rang, namdo rang la rang yin jintrubha yore. Pena nga tso mulamdo, zhugda taro rikse nama ikhane, o nde zhugri, nde dhari, nde tsama, nde tsokwari sam, namdo kusamgu yore. Namdo koran rang yin jintrubha.
So, and thought is by nature confusion.
Rikso ya? Same thing, Nelok Samo Mahina, he's not so he jang to he batten to he. Ben a Milan not so you he ye, Namdong or need to find.
So if one does not understand the deep nature of the mind, then with regard to various appearances that arise, confusion will arise. The nature of thought is, and this is exactly like the fact that the various dream appearances are illusory appearances, the nature of thought is confusion.
Then the same thing, Nelok Samuhina, they need to tart the senna, to moon tart the senna, same thing, Nelok Hibate, Kanzak da mebe, Damin tartobayan re, take by Chimbo tart the senna, Tungbani, Tartoka Tuni Jare. Then the same thing, Nelok Hina, they hing in Boyan Hibare, they hing in Boyan re, Saja Chimboyan re, Zopa Chimboyan re.
And when, on the other hand, one knows the deep nature of the mind, then this is, Rinpoche says, commonly speaking, so as including Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, then that would mean that the non-existence of a self, of the individual, has been directly realized. And in terms of the Mahayana, then that would mean that the ultimate emptiness has been directly realized. And then that would also mean that the Buddha nature has been realized, or the Mahamudra.
Tene dorje tepe lola la tanga tan chinkor so yere. Tanga la tanga tan chinkor yang ton tambe la yang sembe ne lo gi jagre. Ton tambe nga chang sembe ne lo gi jagre. Sembe ne lo re. Ton tambe chinkor yang sembe ne lo re. Ton tambe chepa yang sembe ne lo to pa re. Ton tambe chakpa yang tene sembe ne lo to pa re.
And on the level of the Vajrayana, then there are deities, mantras, and mandalas, And which is it? Then the ultimate deity is also the nature of the mind, and the ultimate mantra and the ultimate mandala is also the nature of the mind, and that is also true for offerings and repentance.
Oh, hi. Then it dorje tepa nyam se lemba po nam ji yang don tam ba la ta don tam ba nga ta don tam ba jing kor sem je ne log ma to par sir je la ta nga ta jing kor le hin na ten mong ba yure kan yin se na kun zo ble hin hin don dan je ne log ma to be se na ten it dorje tepa pa cho yang mong ba yure.
And then Rinpoche says also for a Vajrayana practitioner, as long as they have not realized the ultimate deity or the ultimate mantra or ultimate mandala, then, in other words, the nature of the mind, then, or the Buddha nature, then Rinpoche says, and they only know the outer or relative deity, mantra and mandala, then this is also bewilderment.
Tene sirurje la gomba nga dawa chingkor gomba la sopa tenam nang tuendam je semje ne lok tuendam je la ta tuendam je nga ta tuendam je chingkor lan jubi che do sirurje la gom nga da chingkor gomba yina yang mongba ayo mare mongba chung chung mare.
Then again, which he says, if one practices, so to speak, outer deity, outer mantra, outer mandala, but if one does that in order to recognize the inner ultimate deity, mantra and mandala, which is the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature, then again, bewilderment is not present, or if so, only to a very small extent.
Tētār sēm jī nē lōk tōkpa tē, tēnē kār chēmpu yīmbā, yāpū hī nā sēm jī nē lōk lā, lōb jōng sēpā tāng, dēkhī nīngbō lō lōb jōng sēpā lā, gāvā tāng trōvā yōng rē, gāvā tāng trōvā yō nā yāpū hī gā rē, gāvā trōvā mī nā, tēnē yāpū hī gā mā rē.
And so, Rinpoche says, since it is so very important to realize the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature, then it is also very important to study this nature of the mind, to learn about it or study about the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature. And then Rinpoche says, if one develops if one, so to speak, likes this type of study, one develops joy and happiness about it, then this is very good.
Yabu Kitan. Tang has a gom tes jam, Yabu Kitan. Then he gained on a lola gom tor, same genelo satong re. Voisar re, voisar jingang do rambab do ya govre. Sem je ne lok sartong gangang do rambab do ya govre.
So in the view of the Shendong Majamaka, then the nature of the mind is the union of emptiness and clear light or luminosity, and therefore in this tradition, meditation means that one tries to naturally rest within this clear light or luminosity.
The rambab do Ramap to enjoy Hibeton Yang, Ramap Sijita Karresena, Rangang the Joba. Same Rana, Ranga Nelo Kang Yamba Tayang the Joba La, Ramap to Josie. Yaksata and Josie, Nio Mare, Yaza and Josie, Nio Mare, Rangang the Jotote.
So if one says one should rest naturally, this means, which he says, that actually. This nature of the mind, which is luminosity, should rest within itself. In other words, it should not be a meditation where someone tries to rest on something to be rested upon, so to speak.
Tene jitan semjin je namdo de zungzin ni zu nangkin zungzin ni zu nangkin trpa thoma me ba ne trpa la tin de tene sem rang ngang do ramap den jo ya te kale kha bo yure le la bo jo to yo mare tham na cho go bo yure tham na cho ju go ne ramap den jo ko.
Then normally, she says, every ordinary being perceives whatever object in terms of an outer perceived object and an inner perceiving mind. In other words, in terms of a duality of subject and object. And therefore, Rinpoche says, to meditate such that the nature of the mind rests within itself is very difficult, so that subject and object would not be present. And since it is very difficult, many different methods are needed to slowly kind of arrive at the state where one is able to do this.
Then tap the car, Tony Ramba Yendo Gomba, Tony Gorman Lihiba Yendo, Tambo Kanzaga Dame Bagom, Tele Yapo Kona, Tenizu, Semzan Tardo, Semzan Jagomen Tardo Zungze Nidong. Tenla pate nidong ngangla ya, nidong ngu chunye gom. Tela gom ne, tene chu tamche ranga ngoyo madrupa tongpa namkha tabla sem ya, rangyu tarda tongpa namkha tabla sem ya. Tongpa namkha tabla sem yo toba chongna, tene tanjur tarda tongpa nzeba lechang dene trudraji ngangla ya. Trudraji ngangdu yoba de namdo gan zindang hikpa. Mikte me bar yabare, ten jo hina, tene yendong jilama gomnam rawa, tene oesa jinando ramap ten jo tobe.
And Rinpoche says then, what are these means? And he says these means which would lead up slowly to the capacity to naturally rest, let the mind naturally rest within itself, then the methods would be the gradual stages of meditation on emptiness, which is to say one would start meditating according to the Shravaka tradition on the non-existence of a self, and then one, when one is well familiarized with that, one would go on to a meditation on emptiness in the view of the Shitra Madra, which is to say and that would mean that one learns to rest within the nature which is the emptiness of duality of the two aspects of subject and object. And when one has kind of is able to do this, one would go on to a meditation which would correspond to the view of the Svatantrika Majjhamaka, which is to say one would meditate on an emptiness in the sense of nothing at all, which is empty like space. And then if one is able to meditate in that way, one would go on to a meditation which would correspond to the view of the Prasangika Majjhamaka, which is to say a meditation within a state which is completely free of mental fabrication or contrivance. And then if one is able to meditate in that way, then eventually one would be able to meditate in the according to the view of the Shendong Majjhamaka, which is to say that one lets the mind rest within itself.